My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Your mama sounds like a messed up bitch.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's now?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
I'm Lainey.
This is Uneducated Humor. Did you get the good selfie?
No.
No? Still nothing?
It's like about five more tries.
So what we're doing is we're trying to take some pictures and stuff for, you know, just post up on Facebook. Just kind of, people can check us out, see what we look like. I'm going to be disappointing as always.
You said check us out.
Yeah. Judge us. I'm ugly as shit. Lainey's beautiful as hell. Just a heads up.
Oh, no. No, he set me up for failure already.
People are going to be like, damn, how did that fat dude get that girl?
Baby. Yeah.
Photoshop.
No.
If she would have saw me in real person other than a POF app, she would have been like, I'm good.
Yeah, he lied on his profile. No, I'm totally
How
kidding.
Dare you? I did, actually. I posted old pictures.
He posted pictures of him like 6 years before the freaking profile was even made.
So what year did we meet? We met in what year?
Remember 2011.
2011.
Late 2011.
And I posted pictures from like 2007.
And he also put that he's 6'2".
I am 6'2".
You're not 6'2".
Depending on what shoes I'm wearing, I'm 6'2".
No, you're not 6'2". You're 6'2", like, when you're stretching to, like, change a light bulb. That's
How
when
dare
you're 6'2".
You. I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1".
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably more like 6'1".
And Elaine is tall as shit, too, believe it or not.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Tall for a girl. That's what a lot of people say.
And then, of course, our stupid-ass cat. Ollie, making an entrance. Hey, fuckhead, get out of here. Stop making noise. If you hear jingling in the background, it's our stupid-ass cat. And it's official. I became a cat owner. Get the hell out of here. Move. He's stuck behind the... growing up as a kid, I hated cats. I just was not a cat person. My dad wasn't a cat person, and he raised me to not be a cat person. And unfortunately, now I'm a cat person. So if you're jingling in the background, it's our stupid-ass cat, Oliver, also known
as
Ollie.
And he's making an understatement by saying he's a cat person now because,
love Ollie.
He goes back and forth. Like, he's a cat lover, and then sometimes he's, like, a cat hater. He yells at our cat all the time.
You stupid-ass cat, come here and give me a hug.
Yeah.
Take his bell off. If you catch him, take his bell off. Yeah, it's kind of the reason why we got the cat is kind of a little unfortunate, and it's also the reason why we haven't recorded in a while. I know back in August we said that, we're back or whatever. You know, unfortunately, some stuff happened during that time. I don't know if you want to say, but unfortunately, your dad passed away. My grandpa. That's really appropriate to laugh at, but...
No, it's not, but the way you said it, you're like, I don't know if you want to say it, but then you just said it.
No, so. Like, how he passed, unfortunately. You don't have to say. Her dad passed, and at the same time, my grandfather was sick during the same time. And so he passed. So, and honestly, it took a toll on us, and then as soon as we were kind of getting over that, you know, unfortunately, my uncle passed away. So... been kind of dealing with that, and also that's kind of the reason why we got the cat was, you know, to help our kids with the mourning process
of my dad.
Yeah, you know, because we kind of figured if they had a cat, you know, they kind of take their mind off of losing their grandpa. So yeah, that's kind of the reason why we haven't been recording. And unfortunately, I wrote out a show for October, so a lot of the stuff that we're gonna be doing today has a lot to do with October stuff. So those are the kind of things that's been happening since between August up until now. So between your dad's, ceremony and my grandpa's ceremony for the funeral, whatever, I noticed that there was like a, I don't know if it's a cultural difference or it's a family difference. Yours was like so sweet and, you know, so nice and everything. And mine was a little bit, it was weird to me. It was kind of weird to me. And what I mean is, like, you know, they had my, you know, my grandpa, how do I say it? There's a lot of tattoos there. A lot of my aunts.
A lot of Lokes and Ray-Bans. And
ton of Raider fans. I'm not judging my family. I love my family and everything. But, you know, there's just a
lot of... Oh, no, he's totally judging.
It's not judging. I feel like the bitch of the family because my aunts have more tattoos than I do.
Yeah, that's...
But there was one thing I thought that was kind of odd. You can tell me if it's odd or not. They had live music at my grandpa's funeral.
No, I don't think it's odd because you said it was like mariachis or something, right?
Yeah, but my family's not like super Mexican. Llorar, llorar. No, it was... Does anybody have any requests? I'm like,
chips and salsa, please.
Were they low on the guac, please? So I thought it was odd. And they were like, hey, does anybody have any requests? I'm like, unless you know any Tupac, have anything.
Little Rob,
you know, that'd be cool. So Little Rob, you got it. So I thought that was kind of odd. You know, the whole, like, live music. I've never really experienced that. It's usually, like, a nice tribute video. And, you know, people saying some nice stuff and all that.
And then at ours, the cultural difference was everybody was like, find Jesus.
Yeah, they fucked us up with some Jesus talk.
That was a...
It was like Jesus passed away because they were like saying nothing but great things about Jesus. And like, oh yeah, and we, you know.
It was like, are we in church or are we, you know, is this like a memorial for my father? Like, what's going on? Like, are we going to get baptized right now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm not a religious person at all. But that was pretty heavy on the Jesus talk.
I'm not super religious, but I mean, I definitely didn't think it was the time to like sit there and tell people, you need Jesus in your life right now. Like, yeah, I thought it was kind of awkward.
Oh, there's our baby. Yeah, so they were super heavy on the Jesus talk. They're like, Elaine's dad's cool, but let me tell you some cool shit about Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
Did you know he once turned water into wine?
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
What about my dad? Yeah, that's cool. But you know he came back to life in 3 days? Basically a zombie. How cool is that? Go to church, y'all. Pass the donation plate around. Get some money up on this motherfucker.
And, they're great people. I love them. They're amazing. No, like, wonderful people. But I just didn't think it was the time and place.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of odd. Anyways, so with my whole family thing, I thought it was kind of odd to do the whole live music thing. So I started looking up on the internet, like, just odd, like, funeral traditions. And this is one of the ones I came across. In Puerto Rico, so what you loved in life is what the... So, like, say, what's something that you're really passionate about?
My family?
Your family? Mine is podcasting. What? No, well, I mean, I love podcasting. Uh-huh. So, what they would do is, in your afterlife, they would post you, like, they would pose you, like, after you died, they would pose you doing something that you were passionate about. As you can see, this motherfucker is very passionate about the Green Lantern.
Ew. That's so gross. Are you serious?
Yeah, so read the front page.
He's a dead ringer. Green Lantern's fans... corpse is embalmed wearing superhero's costume and magic ring, then propped up in the corner of his funeral in Puerto Rico. Renato Garcia, 55, wore a Green Lantern costume to his own funeral. Garcia, from San Juan, Puerto Rico, found the outfit in a bin. Okay, like trash?
I guess. He must have just found it randomly.
Oh my god. His family decided he should be dressed in the beloved suit for his burial. Wow. That's like extra.
No, you know what's extra? This is motherfucker's dog.
He wore a little green lantern. Even Renato's dog paid homage to the green-themed superhero. And it's a little tiny brown chihuahua in a green lantern shirt. And it says, Siempre estar en nuestros corazones. I thought it said canzones. Oh, my God.
And this is probably the most tackiest shit I've ever seen. There was another guy that was, I guess, was really into boxing. And they, you know, they posed him in a boxing ring and all that. And that shit just looks creepy as hell.
In a boxing ring?
Yeah, so if you were Puerto Rican, how would they pose you?
If I was Puerto Rican?
Yeah, in the kitchen making me a sandwich.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Butt naked.
But like, yeah, that's oh, what shit. I burned something, even though it's just a fucking sandwich.
It would just be a little sign with words coming out. Oh, shit. So what does that mean? Ah, it's her catchphrase in the kitchen.
It's her catchphrase in the kitchen when she burns everything.
Yeah, so... so there was a guy that... The funniest one that I saw was a guy on his fucking motorcycle. Unfortunately, he passed away. He, you know, died on a motorcycle accident, so they had him posing on a motorcycle.
Was it all scraped up?
I don't motorcycle? Know. Huh?
I want to know if it's the same motorcycle.
Probably. You know, I feel kind of shitty for making fun of this dude's dog at his funeral and stuff. I have a question to ask you.
You don't feel shitty. Come on.
No, I don't. I'm just using it as a segue, okay. Actually. But I did something that I do feel kind of shitty about.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm a dick for doing this. So, I forget where I was. I think it was at the market. You know, they ask you, like, hey, do you want to make a donation?
Yes.
So this time, I went to go swipe my card, and they didn't ask me if I wanted to make a donation, like, verbally. On the thing, you know, when you swipe your card, mm-hmm. It said, do you want to make a donation? I thought it said, do you want cash back? So I put $20. And then the lady goes, oh, thank you for donating for children with cancer or some shit. And I go, what? And she was like, your donation. I go, ooh, actually, I thought it was cash back. I'm going to need that money back.
You're horrible.
And I asked for the money back, and she looked so disappointed in me, like, you're a dick.
She thought you were going to... You should have just took that as a sign.
You know what? It's funny, because I bet you anything... No, hell no. So it's funny, because I was probably the first one to ever do it, like, to make the donation. She's like, oh, wow, this guy's really nice. Yeah, I'm going to need my money back.
You're such a jerk.
Well, the thing is...
That is a dick move.
I was fucking broke at the time, so, like, you know, that $20 could have meant me, you know,
this
life or
baller
death.
Baller over here, over huh? Broke.
I would have been broke. I wouldn't have been able to afford my wings. Huh?
For Starbucks.
My Starbucks. I'm all about Starbucks right now.
Yeah, he's Starbucks bougie now.
That's pretty sad. That's, like, one of my lowest, like, broke moments.
That's pretty fucked up, though, actually.
So, my question to you is, what is one of your broke moments? Elaine's poor, so every moment's a broke moment.
I basically swipe my card until I got 4 cents in my account. I run that shit that close. I got enough money to travel to, like, the freaking refrigerator, and that's it. I can't think about it right now. Maybe you can buy. I don't know. It's the shittiest thing I've ever done.
Have you ever had to, like, sell anything, take anything back? I've had to take a couple things back.
I sold an engagement ring. Not yours, of course. I don't know.
Mine?
No, I said not yours.
I was going to say, because I haven't seen the ring in a couple of days.
Get out of here. It's right here on my finger. Stop acting stupid. Look, here.
Yeah, $5 for it. Yeah, you probably did, huh? They're like, ma'am, I hate to tell you, but it's fake. Ah, shit. What do you give me for it?
No.
You're still trying to take that selfie, huh?
Be quiet! I'm trying. It's a weird spot in the house.
One of my brokest moments is all of my electricity got turned off.
That's your brokest moment?
Yeah. Like, I had to go, like, charge my phone in my car because I needed the alarm, you know, the alarm on my phone. So I, like, had to sit in my car for, like, an hour until it charged and then go upstairs and then go knock out. This is when I had, like, my one-bedroom apartment by myself. Rent was paid, bills weren't. Electricity wasn't.
Well, I mean, I think you had the right idea. Rent first, then electricity.
Yeah, I need a home to live in.
So you just lived in the dark like a blind person?
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, I was fucking at work all day. So it's not like I need electricity, you know, to sleep.
Warm house, you know, nothing like that.
So one of the also reasons that we didn't get to record as much as we wanted to last year is because we actually started to do some more fun things. Elaine's still taking her selfie picture. Lying ass lie. I'm gonna have like 40 selfie pictures in my fucking phone. I swear to God. Anyway, so the reason why we didn't really get to record much last year is because we also started doing a lot of fun things.
Like what?
Like, one of the things that we got to do was go to the LA Comic-Con, which is called the Kamikaze.
It was called Kamikaze, but now it's called LA Comic-Con.
Like, calm down. Even the one Comic-Con, and she fucking swears. She knows what she's talking about.
I read people's t-shirts, okay?
Well, I remember back in the day when it was called Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Fucking
those are for the super nerds.
Super nerds. I fucking geeked out. I had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, I basically went for him because that's not my scene.
You didn't have fun.
I had fun, but I would have never gone otherwise.
No?
No. You're the only, like, super nerd at this table.
Anyways, the reason why we went down to LA Comic-Con was why?
To meet Stan Lee and to get his autograph and a picture and...
Wait. Oof. So, she bought me the tickets about a couple months in advance, right? So, I'm, like, super stoked. Gonna meet Stan Lee. I have all kinds of like Marvel shit that I want him to sign. And I had this dope ass Stan Lee / Marvel card that I was just like, okay, cool. So I'm gonna get to meet Stan Lee and get his autograph. And I was like, cool, I'm gonna fucking have him sign this card. I'm gonna tell him that he's awesome. I wish he was my dad or my grandpa, whatever. I don't have either or.
Your white grandpa?
Yeah. And so I was fucking stoked. So we went to Comic-Con, we got to see all kinds of cool shit. And I'm standing in line to meet Stan Lee. And they tell us, can't take your phone in there. You can't take a picture. We'll take the picture for you.
Don't touch. Don't talk to him.
No, you can talk to him, but don't fucking sit there and tell him your
life story. No, they said don't talk to him.
Did they really?
They said do not talk to him.
Oh, cool. That sucks.
Yeah.
They said don't ask for autographs because he's not there to sign anything.
Yes.
So, I was super fucking bummed because I had this card that I've had since I was like, I don't know, since I was a kid, and I thought I was going to have him sign it.
He was so cute. He had it in a little case and everything ready to go.
I was super stoked. And, you know, so I get there, I'm standing in line, so I'm thinking, well, I'm still going to fucking tell him something, you know? And so when I get up there, we take the picture, I get my hands in my pocket, and you know what I said?
What?
Thank you.
That's it?
That's it. So.
And did he say anything back?
No. He just gave me a nod. And I was, like, super stoked because I'm like, ah, he's going to be smiling in the picture. I'm smiling. I'm wearing my Spider-Man t-shirt. Just got a fresh haircut. I'm super fucking stoked, right? Tell me what that dude's face looks like.
He looks miserable as fuck.
He's like, get this fucking beater away from me. Excelsior.
Yeah.
He doesn't look too happy.
He looks super fucking miserable.
And, you know, I get it. He's, like, 90-something years old. He's an old dude.
Is he really? He's 90-something?
Yeah, he's, like, 96.
Wow. Could have croaked right there, honey.
Yeah, so I get it. You know, he's been taking pictures all day. He's used to people telling him stupid shit. And when I saw the picture, I was kind of bummed because I was super fucking happy, and he just looks like, meh.
Yeah, he looks actually like he could possibly be one of those stuffed people. You know,
but the sad thing is
one of those embalmed people like
this. But the sad thing is because I took a picture of his cutout and he looked more enthusiastic in his cutout.
Than oh
he
did yeah, in that I fucking know. Picture. That's true. That is so true. Yeah, I remember that picture.
It wasn't like soul crush or anything like that. I still got to meet my fucking childhood hero.
Meet him or just like stand next to him? Basically,
I got to stand next to my childhood.
Yeah, you didn't really meet him, honey.
Yeah. I'll post a picture. You can see how fucking stoked and how, like, get this fat ass.
He looks like super extra excited, and Stanley looks like, why the fuck am I here today?
You know what I thought about doing?
He looks like, shoot me now already. I'm done with this shit.
I'm praying for the heart attack any day now.
Yeah.
Basically. Excelsior. And I thought about, like, you know, giving him, like, the air hug. Not putting my arms on him, but, like, you know, around him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wish you were my dad. Whisper something like that.
No, that's not what happened.
um, So yeah, so that was one of the cool things. That's one of the fucking coolest things, honestly. Mm-hmm. And you know, we got the 3-day pass, and we got a hotel out there.
Yes, that was really nice.
You know, I think I was more excited for the hotel because we didn't plan on taking Layla there, right?
No, it was supposed to be a really nice weekend for us.
Sexy time weekend. She told me we got
cue the sexy music, honey.
Oh,
it's supposed to be a really nice music.
So she goes, "We're going to Comic Con. I got the hotel," and I was like, the first song that came to my head. So, yeah. We're gonna bomb. Oh. And then turns out, no, that's not what happened.
Nope.
Our kid was. Did she have a tantrum? What was going on?
She was just having a rough day, and she, you know, we would have had to leave her there for many hours with a sitter, and we just decided that she was. Layla's kind of a butthole,
so like, you know, she doesn't do
well. She's just a baby, so.
And she's a butthole,
and she doesn't do. Baby.
She's a baby butthole that doesn't do well.
Oh my
with
god!
Strangers, I love her, but when you said hotel, that's what I was thinking.
Because we don't have a bed in a house or a place of our own.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna get careless with my whispers. So you know, fuck it. Comic Con was a kind of a bust. So not a bust. I mean, like you know, we didn't get to mess around.
We enjoyed Comic Con, but we didn't really get to enjoy the. Sweet that we got.
Yeah. So the next weekend was, it was around Halloween time. It was after Halloween, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go to, what was it? Hollywood Horror Nights over there at Universal Studios.
That was amazing.
So same thing. We got a babysitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dropped her off.
Oh my God.
And this is why I fucking hate people watching my kid because I'm super fucking paranoid. I don't want anybody watching my kid.
It's his first baby. Yeah.
And so, my baby's my precious. If you look at her, you
even
understand.
Though she, even though he, like, 5 seconds ago called her a butthole.
She's a freaking butthole, but I adore her. Anyways, I don't like leaving Layla with anybody. I feel like you feel the same way. Nobody's going to watch your kid like the way you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I did was I trusted my sister to watch her kid.
You're going to put her on blast right now, honey?
I am. And so, we drop her off, and we're heading out to Hollywood. She lives in Riverside. From Riverside to Hollywood's like an hour and a half away. And we're on our way to Hollywood. Fucking stoked. We're going to have a good time.
We can already see like LA from where we are on the freeway.
She's
like,
going to spend a night at her aunt's house. We're going to have the house to ourselves. Maybe get freaky, get careless with our whispers and shit. And
we're on the freeway.
Half hour later, get a phone call. Yeah, you guys are going to have to come back. Why would it happen? Layla busted her head, and
she's got a big knot.
She has a giant fucking knot.
And I literally started laughing because I thought they were trying to be funny and trying to like pull our legs. So I'm like, ha ha ha, good joke. Like, nah, you know, you're hilarious. Thank you. You got us. You know.
Yeah, and then they sent the picture, and she had a fucking giant knot in her head, and I felt fucking terrible.
Yeah, he was about to cry.
So we went to Hollywood Horror Nights, anyways.
We made sure she was gonna be okay first. We had her put some ice on it, make sure it went down, make sure she didn't have any of the symptoms that would be conclusive
concussion,
with, you know, it's like a really bad, you know, head injury.
Yeah.
So we made sure she was okay first, but they were non-refundable tickets, so
yeah. So we're like, yeah.
She was still with a reliable family member. So we still left her. She was okay. Accidents happen.
And I still hold a grudge for some reason.
He holds a grudge because she has a like millimeter size scar on her forehead.
Yes, that was a fucking bummer. So we, you know, we made sure that she was fine. You know, she wasn't concussed. She didn't, you know, she was cool. First thing we tell her is don't let her go to sleep. Oh, she's already asleep within like 7 minutes. I'm like, cool. Thank you. For listening to my specific directions.
Well, I mean, we wanted to wait 3 hours, and she waited like 2 hours or yeah. something like that.
I love you, sis, but you're never watching my kid again. Oh! Unless we're desperate, you know, of course.
And really,
we'll,
baby?
Then we'll... She ain't listening.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding, sister. I love you. So, yeah, so we went over there, you know, it's Hollywood Horror Night, so, like, you know, they have the chainsaws and, you know, scaring the shit out of fucking black people and shit.
And both, you know, as soon as we walked in there, the first thing we're like, man, this would be some crazy shit if somebody actually snuck, like, a real chainsaw in here. Like, that would be some crazy shit, like, with everything that's going on in this world, like to, like, actually, like, do something like that would be pretty fucking scary.
You never
know. But there was cops everywhere in that place. Like, it was crawling with cops. Like,
and here's a tip: if you're from LA or California, buy your tickets after Halloween because there's nobody there.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. And then you literally, I mean, we've gone there before Halloween, and it was like a 2-hour wait per
maze. For the Walking Dead one, it was like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, and that shit was disappointing.
And like, if you go after Halloween, it's only like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, you can get on. You can literally see everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did everything within like 4 hours, and we're like, ah, we're good. We saw everything.
Yeah, we bounced after that.
But it was funny though. So, you know, it's kind of known. You know, black people's kind of spook easily, so it was pretty hilarious to watch black folks spook out. What was not funny was watching myself get spooked out.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm kidding, black people. You guys know you're scary.
You said black people. You're
all you Africans. Anyways, we're going through, what was it, the Ash versus Evil Dead or something like that?
Was it that one? Yeah, it was, actually.
That's the scariest one.
No, you're bullshit. No.
Now, which one was the scariest one to you?
I don't even remember right now, but it was not that one. It was, oh, the one that, where the people have, like, the Purge.
The
Purge one was right. Scary, because that dude literally almost hit me in the face with his fake-ass bat. And it was a black guy, by the way.
See?
He scared me. That's my point. He scared me.
Wow, motherfucker.
Yeah, he scared the black guy. Scared the brown girl.
So, anyways, we went through like a couple of them, and I'm on fucking edge because these were fucking legit. This year was fucking really good.
Yeah, it was great.
And I don't know if it's because there wasn't maybe that many people. There's a couple ones that I just didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. And we got to the end of, was it that one? It was that one. It was like, I could literally see the exit. And then, you know, of course, like a fucking scary movie.
It's all black. So, like literally, you're just like walking in halls of like darkness. And like right at the end, they got Arnold good. They got him so good.
So, okay, picture this. I'm walking through pitch black fucking maze. My fucking butthole is puckered. And I'm ready just to fucking book it out the exit. So I'm like, I see the exit. Cool. And this fucking dude out of nowhere comes out of, just fucking gives us one last scare. And I was fucking out of there. Unfortunately, my fiance did not run with me.
He left my ass in the dust.
Look it. I love you till death do us part. Mm-hmm. And where death happens, that's where we part. So if they got you, so, I'm out of there.
So I died. Yeah. I was dead to you already.
Yeah, I was like, bye, I love you.
Yeah, that was so sad. I was like, what the fuck?
Yo, this motherfucker is a coward.
It was so shitty. I did not leave him once, although he was in front of me the whole time. Like, he was like my shield.
You see, I would have died first if anything were to happen. But as soon as that last one came, I was fucking out of there.
Yeah.
So you go on your own. Mm-hmm. I taught you some cool shit, you know, to defend yourself. I think you could have, you know, handled maybe yourself. Survived,
yeah.
I was like, oh, scary guy?
Bah!
I fucking booked it.
Oh, like Layla always says now. Layla, poor baby. She tries to say bye so bad. But, you know, I go to work and we're leaving places and I'm all, bye, Layla, bye. And she goes, die. Die, mama, die. She says die. She says it to people on the streets. She's telling her mom. She's telling my mom. You know, she's telling everybody to die out here.
You're Elaine. She's like, die.
Layla's all, die, mama.
Oh, man, that kid is, my baby girl is adorable. I love her.
You're kind of partial. She's your daughter.
No, she's adorable because she looks exactly like me.
Oh, gosh, that is so true. Just copy and paste in your face.
Yeah. So, I have a question to ask you. So, around, you know, speaking of religious and religious people, religious nuts and all that, we went trick-or-treating, took our kids, you know, speaking of the whole Halloween thing, took our kids trick-or-treating, right? Mm-hmm. And we went to this one religious house, and they gave our kid what?
Pamphlets.
Pamphlets. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm all for, you know, I'm all for some learning some nutrition and shit. Don't eat candy. It'll fuck up your teeth. Look at my teeth. Super yellow. Look at Elaine's teeth. Super yellow.
How dare you? I have a gorgeous smile, okay? She does. They're kind of crooked, but it's infectious, I've heard. And I'm pretty sure I got gingivitis, but...
Elaine's smile looks like a beautiful car crash.
Yeah, you motherfucker, I swear. I'm going to kick your ass later.
Watch. I'm just playing. I love your smell.
Poor Listerine, your motherfucking coffee now.
So we went to this one religious house, and they were handing out pamphlets, and it was like some dark shit.
Yeah.
It was super dark. So, like, you know, like, it's pamphlets about life and Jesus and finding yourself, blah, blah, blah. So there was this one little girl that was sick.
Mm-hmm. It was like a brother and a little girl.
Yeah, and her last thing is she wanted to go trick-or-treating and all that, right? So we read it before the kids did. And then the kids go, well, at least through the power of God, like, she survived, right? I'm like, oh, no, she actually died at the end of the booklet.
No, the kids said, actually, they were like, Mom, this is really sad. The sister died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they read that part already. And I was like, what? Like, it was really dark, like, for kids to read. And they're like... Like what did they? It was basically like follow Jesus and go to church or you're gonna die. Like
this kid did not
like scary people. Like I don't know, I didn't like it.
Yeah, they're like this like, kid did not worship Jesus enough and chose to go trick or treating, so Jesus killed her.
Yeah, basically that. I mean, it was pretty dark for kids. I didn't agree.
I thought it was inappropriate. Honestly,
it was really inappropriate.
It was more inappropriate than white little girls dressing up as Moana. Can you believe they made a big shit about that? I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't.
I don't even care about the Native American thing either. I'm not Native American, and I was Pocahontas for like 3 years in a fucking row.
Yeah, but you can pass as Native American, though.
But that, what is the difference? So it makes it okay. I don't want to get political, but so it makes it okay for me to dress as
like Pocahontas? I don't know, maybe if I saw
but like if a white girl did it, it's wrong. Like it's the same thing. Who cares? Like yeah, it was just kids. Like
so, there was like this article that came out. Like I guess like little white girls that were dressed as Moana was considered like racially insensitive.
Oh my god!
And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Unless like a Samoan person or whoever, you know, wherever they're from,
not even
like wrote the fucking thing. Then who gives a shit?
If anything, you know, they kind of want to be like that culture, so just take it as a compliment.
But they're and little walk girls. Away. They, like, they don't fucking know.
Yeah, they just want to be their favorite princess.
I tell you what is fucked up. Is one year almost went as blackface.
Oh yeah, that's now that's bad though. That's
now bad. I'm a fucking moron, and I didn't know what's going. I didn't know like that was really insensitive.
Why would you almost go as blackface? Please explain yourself.
I shall. So, one year, I was talking to Chench, because this is during that time that, you know, we're single and we're going to Halloween parties and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Chench, and I'm like, dude, like, I don't know what to go dressed up as. I'm a big guy, and there's not really costumes that would suit a big guy. So, I was just like, I'm just going to make my own costume. He was like, what are you going to go dressed up as? So I was like, I'm going to go dress up as Eazy-E. He was like, I seen that look on his face, like, oh, he fucked up. He was like, you should do it, dude. I was like, yeah.
What?
He was like, yeah. He was like, get yourself a Raider hat and then go look for a Jerry Curl wig over there at a, you know, like, Spirit Halloween costume store.
You're and then 6'1". I was like,
oh, shit. And I go, I can paint
Mexican.
My face. Yeah. And I go, and I can paint my face brown.
Fucking like, cut your kneecaps or
what? Yeah, he break goes. He goes, oh, dude, you should. Hey, dude, I'll go with you to go find all that stuff. So I'm like, why is this motherfucker so, like, eager to help me find all this? Mm-hmm. And then I started reading all the articles, like, how, like, was it at the time Dwayne Wade went as whiteface? Like, he painted himself white. And then,
really?
Like, yeah, and then some actresses were getting in trouble for painting their faces black, and, you know, they're calling it blackface and all that. And yeah. I just looked at him, I'm like, you're a dick. I go, you were fucking encouraging me to watch me fucking fail. He was like, yeah.
Wow, like, at least he admitted it.
That was like, good for you, dude.
You gotta respect the honest friend, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. You couldn't go as a douchebag, huh?
No.
No. Daily costume was not.
How dare you? I went as a luchador, believe it or not. And Chench went as a big fucking Twinkie that year. I'll post a picture. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. I remember I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That you looked all cool and shit.
I did look fucking cool.
Extra whack.
How dare you? What were you dressed
like
as?
Nacho Libre.
That's the point. Thank you. You got it. You get it.
These are my stretchy pants.
My stretchy pants. Every fucking pair of pants.
Should have just took a fucking elote.
Get that corn out of my face.
I love that movie so much.
I love it too, and I try to get the kids to watch it, and they just like whatever.
No, they didn't like it. Oh man,
they'll get it.
If I sit down and watch it with them, they'll love it.
Yeah. So since we're on, I know it's fucking after Christmas, but since we're on the whole fucking Halloween shit, I came across something about like what were the top movies that freaked you out or scarred you for life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And do you have any?
I don't even remember like the whole like storyline of the people beneath the stairs, but I mean, I think it was, I just kind of remember bits and pieces of it. So that kind of scared me.
The people under the stairs.
It's like an 80s movie. And I think I seen it, and like the freaking probably graphics and stuff are so shitty. But it was the whole idea of like a whole nother like family or scary people living underneath your house, like under your stairs, was kind of scary to me. So that's what scared the fuck out of me. And then
I'll tell you what the funny thing is, because I stole one of my favorite sound drops from that movie.
Shut up!
I swear to God.
From the people under the stairs.
Do you remember that?
What? Kaka.
Yeah. So what happened is the mom is in the kitchen, and you know it's a little black boy, right?
I don't remember. I just said that.
It was like a little black boy that was trying to like get some girl out of there, like he was stuck in the house. So he comes down from the ceiling, and I think he lands on the mom's back, and he sticks his fingers in her mouth or something like that. You know, because he's a little black boy. She like throws him off the floor, throws him off her back, and he falls on the floor, and he's like, she's just standing there like.
Because what?
Look it up. It's fucking funny.
That's so racist and mean. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's the funniest fucking scene ever. I get it. It's supposed to be scary because, like, there's some, like, legit, like, scary scenes in that
movie. I think I seen it, like, as a little kid, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's fucking scary.
Yeah. So what was the other one?
The only other one I can think of right now is, I think it's a house on Haunted Hill. The one where, like, they got, like, invited by the house to like spend the night, and if
is
they
that
made
with Liam Neeson?
No, I don't think so. It's with that Stephen Price or something. Not Stephen Price.
Oh, it's like an old ass one. Then I think there was a remake.
No, not old ass one. I'm sorry, not Stephen Price, but the guy's last name is Price in the movie or something.
Vincent
but
Price?
No, not Vincent Price. It's super fucking old.
That's what I
mean. No, No, but it's like they all got like called by the house to go to this house on the Haunted Hill, and if they survived the night, they won money. And that one was pretty creepy. Like one of the beginning scenes, like it was like people on a roller coaster, and then they just fucking fly straight off the roller coaster.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like the guy like who was gonna pay the money to the person who could survive was like he owned like amusement parks or something. But anyways, like is a fucking super creepy like almost like a fun house of a mansion.
So it was just like a fun house of horrors.
Yeah, but it was super extra creepy, and like images of that movie always stuck with me.
Anything else?
I would like a side of fries. I don't. What do you mean?
Any other movies that come to mind?
No, I told you there's just two.
I'll probably tell you mine, and you probably agree.
Okay, go.
Chucky.
Fuck Chucky. You could just totally, like, kick the shit out of that thing.
No.
It's, like, with 3 feet tall.
Chucky came out, like, what, early 90s, late 80s, maybe?
Chucky was annoying, honey. You're crazy.
Anyways, there was a doll that came out. It's called My Buddy.
My Buddy. My Buddy. Wherever I go.
So, I fucking love that toy. That was, like, my best friend. That's all sad, Emma. That was like my fucking... He was my buddy.
You had a doll?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And his name was Buddy, because he was my buddy.
You're so original.
Anyways, so after that movie came out, I was like, this motherfucker's going to kill me. This little shit. So I would lock him in. I told my dad, I was just like, hey, you need to lock him in the closet.
I would have just threw him in the trash. You're so...
It was a fucking gift. I'm not going to just throw away my buddy doll.
Like that, yeah.
But if you ever look like at My Buddy, it was sort of similar to... I honestly think that movie was kind of inspired by My Buddy. Because it was like... God, I forget the name of the Chucky doll.
They were like, what kind of dumbass boys have a doll?
How dare you?
That's
you had dolls.
Snoring.
I was like, what the fuck? So Chucky, and because I had the doll scared the shit out of me, and The Exorcist.
Oh, I didn't see that as a kid. I saw it as an adult.
That scared the shit out of me. I refuse to watch it today. I will not watch it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And there's another movie that scares the shit out of me.
Which one?
Arachnophobia. My fear of spiders today come from that movie.
Arachnophobia. I was thinking Anaconda. I was like, oh, the one with J-Lo? That's Anaconda. Arachnophobia, never seen it.
That's the one with all the spiders?
I mean, well, I get arachnophobia now. But is, I don't know. The only one I could think of is like an old Chinese black and white one. Is it that one?
No. It's with Jeff Daniels and John Goodman.
No way.
Yeah, so this, I forget the whole plot line, but it, like, it's like a house that's infested with spiders. And the spiders fuck up people. Like, they literally would wrap them up in... It's really stupid, and I want to watch it now, but my fear of spiders came from that fucking movie. And, yeah, I because they actually did a close-up with the spider, and he had, like, fucking six eyes or whatever. And ever since that, like, I will not let a fucking... I'm terrified of insects.
Ooh, I have one now.
What is it?
The Fly.
That's fucking creepy.
That movie was creepy. The Fly. Because that one, like, with his all his eyes, too, like... Yeah.
That?
With the goo and the slime and that. And
when he's picking his fucking nails off in the sink?
Yes. And they're just like... The Fly.
And then when he's like twitching his head and stuff? I
remember right now when you talked about the eyeballs. Yeah.
Oh, did you see that one part where he fucking throws up on the guy's arm and then it melts it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That. So, okay. That, like the whole 80s, I don't know if it was just the effects or what, but it was like over the top.
Yeah, it was.
It was fucking gnarly.
Yeah, that's true. They get, like, the smoke machines and the slime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have my top five. That's, Arachnophobia is number three. Number four is Pet Sematary. I don't know if it's one or two, but it's the one where the little,
little boy dies?
The little boy dies.
That's, like, part one, I think.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, okay, so which one's the one with the second one, with the motorcycle? Where it's, like, the stepdaddy comes back to life, and he's, like, this big old... Scary
the
sheriff.
The second one. The motorcycle was the second one.
Yeah. So that part always freaked me out. It was the fucking dad.
I didn't see the second one.
So the guy, he was in Terminator, John Connor, the guy played John Connor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there was a guy that would bully him in the movie. And the dad, caught up with the, you know, mid-bullying. And the guy was bullying him. And he had like a dirt bike or whatever. And he tells his son, get the hell out of here. So he pushes the kid down, and then he grabs the motorcycle, and he's, like, revving up the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, putting it to the kid's face, like, trying to scare him. Mm-hmm. And the kid's wearing a scarf, and the scarf gets caught in the motorcycle and, like, fucking, like, shaves off half of his face.
What?
Yeah, that was fucking gnarly. And the dad, like, just, like, laughs. It's like, oh, well. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me on this one, because this
I've never seen it. I just remember the first one.
Yeah, that one scared the shit out of me. And then the last one, you'll agree with me.
What's the last one?
Final Destination.
Oh my God, I forgot about those. Those fucked me up.
Okay, but do you know which one specifically, the one that fucked me up?
I still can't drive next to a fucking truck full of logs.
That's the one.
That shit's got me fucked up.
Yeah, right there. Final Destination.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it says in your paper. Yeah, seriously, like, I've actually seen people, like, snap or, like take pictures or whatever, like on Facebook. They're like, yep, I'm never driving next to this shit.
Some,
like,
Final Destination fuck shit.
That. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Final Destination. That was like Devin Sawa or something. Like, it was like,
yeah, like the first couple ones.
Yeah.
Ollie Lauder.
Who?
I think it's like Ollie Lauder. Is that her name?
I don't know. Freaking weirdo.
Look her up.
You okay? Do I have to leave you alone with your thoughts for a minute? Ew. You sound like a rapist.
Listen to me.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Ew. That's like total rapist shit right there. Get the fuck out of
Ollie
here.
Ollie Lauder?
Oh, yeah.
Ew. That is actually a sound clip of himself. He was excited for some food.
Over a sandwich.
It was a sandwich.
It was a really good pastrami sandwich. It came out.
Oh, yeah.
So pathetic. I cannot.
So I put it out there on Facebook and Twitter, you know, when movies freaked you out, and unfortunately, only one person responded, and that was my buddy, PJ. He put a...
Thanks, TJ. Thank you for that.
Clockwork Orange. I never saw the fucking movie. I had the movie, and I never saw it.
I'm gonna go ahead and Take that thank you back. I don't know what fucking movie that is.
No, I remember
Clockwork
it was like
Orange?
Clockwork Orange. Like I've seen it referenced a bunch of times, and I can like name scenes, but I've never seen it. Does that make sense?
No.
It's like Star Wars. I've never fucking watched Star Wars the whole movie, but I mean, I've seen it in so many other shows that.
It sounds like Clockwork Orange sounds like some like rapid like freaking cleaner for your stove or some shit.
Like, try some of this Clockwork Orange.
It sounds like a household cleaner,
right?
It doesn't sound simple like green, a
Clockwork green. Orange.
There you go, Simple Green, Clockwork Orange.
Was it a TL? Was it CLR?
CLR.
CLR.
Yeah, easy way.
Yeah. So those are the movies that traumatized me. I don't have any honorable mentions. Let me see. None of those fucking Friday the 13th movie and all, those were fucking funny.
No.
Those weren't scary, like, at all.
I don't really remember. Freddy Krueger, yeah, none of that. It was mostly, like, those house. I know there was another one, too. There's House on Haunted Hill, and there's another one.
Silent Hill creeped me out.
No, not that one. That one was just, like...
That's, like, a fucking nightmare. Have you ever seen that?
That was the one with the people... Oh, no, that's The Hills Have Eyes.
That one scared the shit out of me as well.
Bunch
of retarded people in the hills.
Yeah. Like, so we're basically like, is it like Kentucky or?
She does that. She doesn't mean that Kentucky. We I'm love sorry. Our fans. We love our fans everywhere.
I'm California bougie. Sorry. Damn, there was two movies that were very similar to the one that I thought, and that one got me fucked up too. It was like
Cabin Fever.
No. Fever.
Oh, you know
that
what?
Sounds that sounds like a comedy with like freaking
like Black Fever.
I don't know.
Jungle Fever. One of the movies that scared me as a kid was the original. What is it? It's a George Romero movies with zombies, like the old ass zombies. Nope. Dawn of the Dead. Is it Dawn of the Dead?
Oh, that was like one of the original movies.
Yeah, see, that scared the shit out of me because that was the first zombie movie I've ever seen. So that scared the fuck out of me.
Before The Walking Dead. Yeah. No, I don't even remember that either. Can't think of any more.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, fuck it. So if you're listening, hit us up on Twitter, email us at uneducatedhumor@gmail.com.
Barber memory with some household cleaners or some
Clockwork Orange.
Or some scary movies that we forgot about.
So hit us up on Twitter at uneducatedhumor. I don't use the fucking Twitter. So if you're on Facebook, you know, hit me up on Facebook. Email us at uneducatedhumor. Wait, is it uneducatedhumor@gmail.com?
I don't know.
It's been a fucking while since I plugged all this shit. So hit us up. Let us know. Let us know the movies that traumatized you. Let us know if you and your family have any odd funeral traditions. What else? What else did we cover today? I forget.
Cue the crickets.
Anyways, so hit us up on all our social medias. If you really want to help out this show, if you love us, I saw somebody had hit the request button. The request.
Several people hit the request button.
Only one person hit the request button for more shows.
Come on, baby. I'm trying to make a sound
better.
There
was like thousands of people that were like, hey, where are you? Like, make a show.
So now that one person who hit it like to fuck with us, now they know like they were the only person.
It was probably you, wasn't it?
No, I don't even know how to access our own shit.
So, yeah. The best way to support your show, whether it's our show or whatever show you listen to on Stitcher or whatever, is leave us a review. If you listen to us on iTunes, leave us a review there. If you listen to on us on TuneIn, Stitcher, where the fuck you listen to us at, leave us a review. You know what? Fuck it. Leave us a review, screenshot it, send it to me, and I'll send you some cool stickers.
Oh, okay.
And Elaine will send you a picture of her boobies.
Get the fuck out of here, honey.
I'll send you a picture of my dong.
You will not. You will lose your wife before you even get married.
I don't see no ring on his finger. So free dong picture, everybody that leaves us a review. So with that being said, before Elaine beats me the fuck up, I'm Arnold.
And I'm Elaine.
And you're listening.
Like an asshole.
you are listening to Uneducated Humor, suck it easy. Say, little
bitch,
you
can fuck with me. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Yo, Dre.
What's up?
Give me a funky ass bass line. Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit, buying WA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out!
Donald B's in the place to give me the pace. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Chase him up the street to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.